It's the radio segment that's been banned from every public beach in America due to skimpy outfits. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everybody else does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Largo, Florida. There's a 21-year-old guy whose actual given name is Shaquille O'Neal Clements.
Really?
Really?
And a few weeks ago, the cops tried to pull Shaquille over, but for some random reason, he took off and crashed into an empty, parked school bus.
Oh, no.
Kapooya! Kapooya!
You know, that's what happens when you're a celebrity.
Nobody was inside, but a disabled veteran named Robert Bruce saw the crash, and he didn't realize Shaquille was running from the cops, so he offered to let him sit down in his wheelchair until the ambulance got there.
Oh.
Nice guy.
This story would have been so much better, though, if Robert Bruce's name was like Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when Shaquille got in Robert's motorized wheelchair, he took off.
Oh, my God.
He tried to roll away from the cops, but they managed to grab him just a block away, going a whopping 2 miles per hour.
Whoa.
High-speed chase.
You know, Shaquille, you could probably run faster than that.
Mm-hmm. He was charged with driving with a suspended license, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of a crash. It should be slowly leaving the scene of a crash, but leaving the scene of a crash. This next laser story is out of Italy. There's a 43-year-old guy named Giovanni Mangini, who's a member of the country's forestry corps, which are apparently like park rangers, except they can actually arrest people.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's not important. The intricacies of Italy's park system is not why we're telling you this story.
Oh, I thought we were all going to learn something here.
Yeah.
We're telling you it because the guy took 268 days of paid leave last year to take care of a family member who was sick.
Oh.
Well, his story fell apart just a few days ago because one of his coworkers saw Giovanni starring in an adult film.
Shut up.
And reported it to his bosses.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, no way.
I mean, and how do you feel if you're watching your coworker
That'd
on that?
So weird.
In the...
It turns out.
Wait a minute, I know him.
It turns out at some point during his leave, Giovanni took a trip to Miami for 5 weeks. And while he was there, he shot an adult film that included multiple people in one scene.
Oh, wow.
Good job, Giovanni.
He's still doing hard work on his time off.
The clip was posted online and Giovanni was suspended, but he's in court trying to get the suspension overturned because he says he didn't realize it was an adult film shoot.
Oh my God!
I had no idea. I showed up and all these people were naked doing stuff to each other. There were cameras. There was even a director telling me what to do. No idea. I'm in America. I'm from Italy. I don't know the culture. I'm like, hey, when in Rome, you got to just do whatever they're doing, right?
It's Art Nouveau, isn't it?
I thought I was at the bank.
I don't know how they do things in America. He told the judge since he didn't really understand English, he thought multiple women just wanted to do that with him.
Oh.
And apparently he didn't notice the camera crew filming. He also says that.
Yeah, he didn't see that. Like, I'm so good. This happens to me actually all the time.
There hasn't been a verdict yet, but apparently the judge is very skeptical.
That's so weird.
Understandably. This next laser story is out of Ontario, Canada. A 13-year-old girl was going through her Halloween candy last week, and she found a syringe in her bag.
It actually happened.
Her family called police, and they went from house to house to interview and investigate who was behind the act.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was just like an old wives' tale that you find, like, razor blades and stuff in there.
Well, after a week of interviews, the cops think they finally figured out what happened. It turns out the cat did it.
What?
Apparently,
the
family's cat knocked over a box of insulin syringes on Halloween, and one of them fell in the candy bag. Authorities are saying that even though it was not intentional, the cat is not accepting any responsibility.
I gotta
say, then they closed the case on them.
That is some really good investigative work to come up with that.
Well, they probably found a bunch of cat hairs on it. Like,
wait a second.
Hold on.
And we all know cats really deep down want to kill us.
Yeah.
This guy was just like, maybe I figured out how to do it to one of them.
Totally.
This next laser story is out of Lake Worth, Florida. A 29-year-old guy named Nicholas Robinson vandalized almost 100 cars the other day.
Whoa.
Damn, that's a lot of work.
He spray painted some of them, slashed the tires, and broke the windows.
Why?
Smash, smash, smash!
But it was really the spray painting that got him busted because he wrote Nicholas on one of the cars, and then he wrote his last name on another.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my my God.
Why don't you draw an arrow and say, follow me here.
Yeah, here's my address on the third car.
The cops connected the dots.
Oh, man, those cops.
That maybe a guy named Nicholas Robinson was behind all this. I don't know.
You know he still denied it when they showed up at his house.
He's like, no.
Yep. When they ran that name, they got his address and arrested him for criminal mischief. And you know his mind was blown, like, how'd you know?
Dude.
Sir, you spray painted your first and last name.
You guys are psychic.
On cars. I know.
Oh, man.
But how'd you find out?
Yeah.
You just come with us. This next laser story is out of the great country we call America. If you're bursting with patriotic pride because of the election, here's a gloriously stupid way that you can show it.
Okay.
There's a guy on eBay from Santa Ana, California, who's selling a flaming hot Cheeto that looks like a bald eagle sitting on a perch.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
He listed it for $5,000 because,
whoa,
quote, I'm trying to make some money in order to go on my honeymoon.
Okay.
$5,000?
$5,000.
I mean, I will say those two things are as America as you get.
They really are, yeah.
You know, Jesus and toast.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Believe it or not, it's still available and hasn't received a single bid. But if you got $5,000 laying around and you want a flaming hot Cheeto that looks like a bald eagle sitting on a perch, that could be yours.
I bet if he puts it to $500, someone would really buy it.
Somebody buy it for $500
for
sure.
No.
Definitely.
He overshot himself.
Yeah,
totally.
He did, just a little bit. This next laser story is out of Holiday headquarters. Stores are putting up their Christmas decorations earlier and earlier every year.
Oh, man.
It's a fact. There's nothing you can do about it. Back in 2000, most store decorations went up just before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now it's early November, and they're already up.
Oh!
I can't believe it. I saw Christmas snowflake lights the other day.
Really?
Like on the street. I'm like, what's going on?
It's getting earlier and earlier every year.
I love it.
And a popular consumer website recently calculated just how early Christmas decorations are going up in the future based on the current trend. Here's what they found. Christmas decorations will be up before Halloween in the next 5 years, they say.
Okay, people.
That's a little...
Why don't we just give up and leave our Christmas lights up all year long at this point?
By the year 2050, 50% of all households will have their decorations and trees put up by September 30th,
what?
They say. In 2085, they'd be up by Labor Day. And in the year 2120, all of everybody's decorations will be up and running by July 31st.
If
you stay on the current trend.
Man, if you get a real Christmas tree, that thing is going to be crispy by the time December rolls around.
This next laser story is out of the world of hygiene. A new study was just released saying you probably shouldn't always wash your body parts because it dries those areas out.
See, this is what I'm saying. We shower way too much.
Specifically three areas. It says your arms. They don't produce that much oil, so you don't need to scrub them with soap every time you shower.
Oh, yeah, that makes
it
sense.
Just dries the skin out, especially in the winter.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Also, your legs.
Really? Okay.
And number three, your crotch.
Really? Less on your crotch?
Yeah.
More.
Less.
Less.
Oh.
Researchers say wash it with water as much as you want. But again, you don't always need to use soap because it dries out your skin.
Really?
And it can make that area less manageable.
What do you mean?
When
by
you're
that?
Talking about that area, the word's less manageable.
Yeah.
Take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, they do. If you can't manage it, we've got problems.
Yeah.
We just want it to smell nice, everyone.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Don't use soap on that thing. Never wash it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's so gross.
Get a tiny little shower cap and put it over that area of your body. So you never wash that thing.
I feel like mine would have to have suspenders on the shower cap or
whatever
something.
Whatever you gotta
do
to attach it. But never ever wash that part of your body. This guy knows what I'm talking about, of course. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.